Now, I'm going to kind of wrap it up with this quote from Freeman Dyson. He's another famous physicist. So he says, new directions in science are launched by new tools much more often than by new concepts. And the effect of a concept-driven revolution is to explain old things in new ways. And the effect of a tool-driven revolution is to discover new things that have yet to be explained. So I think it's a great quote, but I think a lot of what I use this quote because AI is essentially a new tool that's helping us do all sorts of things and hopefully discover new things that have yet to be explained. And so it's forward-looking and exciting. But there's a, with time after giving this talk and thinking about it more, am I realizing that we're really going through both kinds of revolutions. There are two different storylines. One is that we have this tool-driven revolution, but the other part is that AI is really changing how we think about, you know, doing science. And so it is also a concept-driven revolution. And I'll end with this. This is an article that I like a lot called On Scientific Understanding with AI. So I'll just read directly from it. It says, imagine an oracle that correctly predicts the outcomes of every particle physics experiment, the product of every chemical reaction, or the function of every protein. Such an oracle would revolutionize science and technology as we know them. However, as scientists, we would not be satisfied with the oracle itself. We want more. We want to comprehend how the oracle conceived of these predictions, and this feat, denoted scientific understanding, has frequently been recognized as the essential aim of science. So I think it's really important with everything that's happening now. It's also true about teaching and the role of AI and everything. We really need to go back to first principles and think about why are we doing this stuff in the first place. And it's kind of going back to, you don't just want to throw away everything and replace it with a black box just because it's good at making predictions. You want to understand, right? But they go on in a sort of forward-looking way of saying, with the ever-growing power of computers and AI, there's the ultimate question of how can advanced artificial systems contribute to scientific understanding or achieve it autonomously? Like, could you actually have essentially robot scientists? And what does that mean? And how does that change what we think about when we talk about doing science? So with that in mind, you know, think about science in the broadest picture of the scientific method of, you know, we are asking questions about, you know, generating theories, doing experiments, making hypotheses, testing them, thinking of interesting questions, asking why, and it's a much more rich area. And then the last thing I'm going to end on is I just wanted to also reinforce that AI and science is not just about AI coming to the rescue and having applications to science. When you think about research as a whole, sometimes people talk about research in this plane of, you know, on one axis you have is it practically useful, and another axis you have the quest for fundamental understanding. And so people often think of applied research in this corner over here. And applied research is certainly important, but you know, if you, from the point of view of AI, if you're just, you figured out AI and you're just using it and applying it to science, that's not very interesting from a point of view of making progress in AI. Pure research, on the other hand, is sort of like, I don't care if it's practically useful, I'm just gonna follow my curiosity and do this pure basic research, and that's very important. But there's this other style of research called use-inspired research, where you basically ground your questions and your research in real questions. So you're thinking about, so the statement is basically that when you're inspired by the context and peculiarities of real applied problems, that often leads to foundational advances. And I think that's very, very true. Much of the progress in AI was inspired by real scientific problems. So it's not just a one-way street, it's definitely an interaction. And that was definitely true in the case of the Nobel Prize in Physics. Those advances that were originally motivated by, for instance, biology and et cetera, led to advances in AI. And you see it all across the board. This is a great figure that just talks about federally funded basic research and how the impact that it's had on our real world lives. So that's sort of pure and applied research and use-inspired research. They're all very important. And I just kind of want to end with a call to say it's just so important that we fund federal research. I mean, it enriches our lives, and none of the stuff that I was talking about today basically would be happening if we didn't have a robust federal research program. And it's definitely worth its money, and you know, pays back dividends. So with that, I will end, and thank you very much.